podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to the Peterson Event Center on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh and the WPIL Basketball Championships. Presented by the Observer Reporter, the WJPA Sports Network brings you the 5A Girls Championship game between South Fayette and Peters Township. Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me courtside. Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios. Over the past 2 weeks, we've brought you live coverage of some 21 playoff games on air and online, all of them working our way here to the top of Cardiac Hill in Oakland. Top-seeded South Fayette is the three-time defending champion, looking to accomplish something that only two other public schools have ever done: win a fourth consecutive WPIL Girls Basketball Championship. Number 2 Peters Township is here tonight to try to stop that from happening while winning a second WPIL title of their own. The Indians won the 6A championship in 2019, went on to win the state title that year, led by future Penn State star McKenna Marisa. This year's PT squad will lean heavily on University of Miami recruit Natalie Wetzel, still working her way back to full speed from a late-season ankle tweak. Tonight's game here on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Coming up shortly, we'll take a look at the history books, specifically the page the Lions are trying to rewrite. Plus, we'll run down the Observer Reporter starting lineups. That and more when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Back at the Peterson Event Center. My apologies, still trying to find our way through on this hurried setup. I'm Bob Gregg, Tom Drakely beside me. South Fayette, first WPIL championship in this current run was in 2022. The school's first title was in 2016, a win against Trinity on this floor. But in 2022, 23, and 24, the Lions won back. To back WPIL championships. They are trying to join only Penn Hills and Aliquippa as public schools to win four in a row. The Quips did it 87 through 90. They won four straight. Penn Hills actually won seven in a row, starting in 1986 and running through 1992. Geibel Catholic, Oakland Catholic, and Vincentian Academy also have won four straight WPIL girls basketball championships, and North Catholic, the most recent, doing that 2017 through 2020 in the 4A classification. That was the first 4 years that we went to six classes. Tom, great to have you along tonight. Tell me what your observations. You've seen both teams in the playoffs. Tell me what you see and what has to happen where.
Well, for Peters Township, the bigs have to be significant. Natalie Wetzel has to have a huge game. And they have to be able to handle the pressure that the Lions are going to bring, because they're coming after them. That's how they play. If the Peters guards can handle pressure, this could be a close game. If they don't handle pressure, what they'll do then is create a lot of easy scoring opportunities for South Fayette. Now, the one advantage Peters Township has, I believe, is the size. You can't dispute the fact that they have two bigs in their lineup at 6'3". So that takes a little bit of that driving that South Fayette likes to do away from them. They like to run a drive and kick. They like to move quickly up and down the floor. They will push it down the floor to try to get easy opportunities. But, Bob, without question, the experience goes to South Fayette. How comfortable is Peters Township going to feel when this game begins?
Why is it difficult to shoot in this building coming off a high school floor?
You know, I just think because of the size and the background of the baskets, they have these portable baskets and you have no background whatsoever. There aren't walls, there are chairs, and that goes way back on each side. I just think it's a matter of adjusting. Shoot your normal shot. Your spacing sometimes can be off. You and I have seen where they go back behind the NCAA three-point line. They don't need to do that, and yet time and time again, players doing. We don't see very good shooting percentages. It'll be interesting to see how both teams adjust to that.
Peters Township has five players who have hit 15 or more three-pointers, all the way up to Bree Morial with her 60 trays on the year. Do you spend any time in warm-up or pregame talking about pay no attention to the blue line on the floor?
Well, I think you have to. And I think you have to tell them, hey, look, remember, it's the white line, not the blue line. How many times did we see players stand behind the blue line and fire away and come up short, really missing the shot badly?
South Fayette has four players with 13 or more made threes. Juliette LaRue has 13, and Haley Lamond with 35, the most on South Fayette. I mentioned Morial with 60, but she by far has the most, but you look, Natalie Wetzel has 46.
But I don't think they can rely on three-point shots to win this game. Wetzel's going to attract an awful lot of attention from the defenders of South Fayette. And when you look at their scoring individually, South Fayette nearly has five players who average double digits. They are well-balanced, and that is another advantage in my opinion. But I think this could be a really close game. I'm hoping it is. Gosh, if we knew who was going to win, we'd make a lot of money, but we don't know that.
Hey, can't have any of that going on in high school, even though some places are worried about students leaving for, NIL, high school students going somewhere to, for NIL money and stuff like that. I'm like, please help me. I realize PIAA has permissioned that now, but,
I don't understand.
The mess that's college sports, we don't need to bring down to the high school level.
No,
we don't. Here's another thing. South Fayette has only one senior among their starters. Peters Township has two, but they have two freshmen.
I know. And how those freshmen, and that's why I think the freshmen for Peters Township, it's going to be very important, especially Taylor McCullough is their ball handler. She's the best ball handler they have. How's she going to fare against this pressure? And I watch this pressure, and I'm telling you, they can ratchet it up.
They certainly bring the pressure.
They do. It'll be very interesting to see what happens. I think Natalie Wetzel, you'll see her bringing the ball down a few times too, and I would do that. I would use her. She's got great size. She has great visibility. She can see over the defenders.
Did not seem like Brian Bennett was overly concerned with their trapping and that kind of – or that the that Steve Lomberio was worried about the trapping, but that player on player in your face defense is going to be a problem.
It can wear you down.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. It's broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers, chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. We'll be right back here tomorrow night with the Peters Township boys to take on Chartiers Valley for the 5A Boys Championship. And following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our high school basketball playoff coverage through the WPIL tournaments presented on the WJPA Sports Network by the Observer Reporter. Coming your way shortly, we will check these Observer Reporter starting lineups and then get to the tip-off of the 5A Girls WPIL Basketball Championship. Great student section here for South Fayette, and a big roar, as you no doubt heard. We're going to get to those lineups when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Peterson Events Center. Starting lineups about to be introduced. First of all, for the number 2 seed, Peters Township Indians, 22-3 under Steve Lomberio. Indians average scoring 57.5 points a game and give up a little over 40. Starters, 5'6 junior Bree Morial, averaging 11 points and 45% beyond the three-point line. 6'3 senior heading to Miami in Coral Gables, Natalie Wetzel, averages a double-double, 19 points, 10 boards, and has hit 46 trays on the campaign. 5'10 freshman Jordan Welsh, 5 points, a couple of boards, a couple of assists, 30% beyond the arc and 70% at the free throw line. 5'6 freshman, she'll handle the ball. Number 24, Taylor McCullough, averages 8 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, and a 77% free throw shooter. And 6'3 senior, the tallest starter in the game, Daniela Radulovic, 6 points, 7 boards, and she drops the free throws home at a 68% clip. Morial, Wetzel, Welsh, McCullough, and Radulovic for Peters Township. And now for the number 1 seed, Three-time defending champion South Fayette Lions under Brian Bennett, coming in with a record of 24-1, having lost to a Pennsylvania team since last year's state tournament second round. 5'7", sophomore Layla Wright averages 10 points and 4 of just about everything else, boards, assists, and steals. 5'8", junior Haley Lamond, 35 made trays on the year, 12-point average per game. She cashes in 2 boards, 2 assists, and 2 steals. 5'10", senior Sierra Rexrode, 73% free throw shooter for the senior, 4 points and 3 rebounds every night out. 5'11", junior Juliette LaRue, 13 points and 5 boards, a 66% free throw shooter. When she chucks it up from beyond the arc, nearly half the time it finds its way to the bottom of the net, 46% beyond the arc. And the section player of the year, 5'10", junior number 24, Ryan Oldaker, 76% from the foul line, 36% beyond the three-point stripe, 13 points a game, and 4 rebounds for the 5'10 junior. Wright, Lamondi, Rexrode, LaRue, and Oldaker for South Fayette. Diane Rapla, Mike Pruss, and Nick Lancaster calling the game for the WPIL and the PIAA. Brian Bennett, the head coach for South Fayette, and Steve Lemberieu for Peters Township. Into the circle, Wetzel and LaRue set to get underway. Rapla brings the ball in, and the opening tip is controlled by the Lions. Smacked right to Layla Wright. On the tip there, it was Wetzel, but she smacked it right to Wright. Offense set up around the perimeter, right out on the far wing. Man-to-man Peters defense screen gets Lamondi up and to the hoop, lays it up and in.
They're very good at getting to the basket, Bob.
Pressure, full court, McCullough to break that. Able to get by Layla Wright, McCullough up into the corner. Morial takes it back out to the script pit logo. Lob intended for Wetzel is stolen. Lamondi feed it ahead down the left side. Shot won't go for LaRue. Rebound grab by Morial. Morial trying to blow right by. Shot partially blocked. Hit the side of the backboard and play on's the call. Layla Wright brings it up the floor.
You can see the pace, Bob. They want to get up and down the floor.
Long three ball. Lamondi out beyond the NCAA line. 5-0 South Fayette in the opening minute. Morial will bring the ball up the floor. Lamondi challenges her to get across the timeline. This is exactly where Morial was a moment ago when her pass was stolen. Bump taken. McCullough, three-pointer off the back of the rim, won't go. Rebound kept alive, but it ends up in the hands of Juliette LaRue. But the ball knocked loose by Morial. Wetzel, first touch after the tip. Goes to the hoop, put it up, spin it around, drop it out, and a rebound knocked out of bounds by Radulovic.
Well, you get a really good idea of how this game is going to be played. And if it's up to South Fayette, it will be fast tempo the entire evening.
Right, straight up the middle of the floor, across the timeline, now goes to the right wing. Put it on the deck, little push off, lost her balance, shot hit the front of the rim, looking to get bailed out, and McCullough did nothing wrong. Play on. The near side ball kicked to the corner, and now Radulovic at the elbow. She gets tripped up. Able to pass it off to McCullough. Wanted to throw it to Wetzel and threw it to backcourt. And LaRue's going to end up with it. Wetzel trying to cut her off. Euro step and one more travel.
Yeah, she traveled definitely on that, Bob.
Should have gone strong with the dribble.
Yeah, I don't know what. Well, either that or if she wasn't sure, bring the basketball back out front and work your offense.
Well, the Indians survive a turnover thanks to the South Fayette turnover right back to them. 2 minutes gone. 5-0 South Fayette with the lead. Morial brings the ball up across the timeline against Haley Lamondi. Radulovic inside to Wetzel, out to Morial. Wide open three ball, nothing but net.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, Morial has to have a good game, both handling the basketball and shooting it. So far off to a good start for Peters Township.
Layla Wright onto the front side of the midcourt line. 5-3 lead, South Fayette. LaRue wanted to go into the corner a little quicker. Oldaker on the dribble, cut off by Wetzel, couldn't get to the paint. Feed it back out. Rexrode put it onto the lane. down the circle, or down the lane, and the shot rolls off the rim. Rebound cleared by Jordan Welsh.
Well, on that last possession, Bob, you saw what the size of Natalie Wetzel did. They couldn't finish at the rim because of her.
McCullough got clear up high. Get it underneath. Radulovic ties the game at five.
Yeah, nice penetration by McCullough. She's going to be very important tonight.
4:55 to play, first quarter. 5-5 tie. South Fayette scored the first five. Peters the next five. Wright backs up. Guarded there by Welsh. Odeker up top. Three ball. Lamondi off the rim. No good. McCullough rebounds the miss. Outlet to Wetzel. 2-on-1 with Morial. Laner up and in. It's good. Lead change. Peters in front for the first time on a 7-0 run.
And Peters Township has to feel good now. They're into the rhythm of the game. They got a lead. They got to feel great.
Right, bring the ball left side to Odeker. Wetzel has her. Odeker steps back. Long three. In and out won't go. Rebound. Battle for inside. It's going to roll to the corner, and the Lions get it. Get the ball back inside. Odeker ties the game.
They never stopped after that basketball. South Fayette continued to dig it out, and Odeker got the benefit of the layup.
Second chance points there. Ties the game at seven. McCullough, a little reach across by Wright. Ball knocked loose, and now 10-second violation. McCullough took too long before she even got to Layla Wright.
Yeah, and I think she thought maybe she got bumped on that, but that was a pretty clean play. Layla Wright is just so quick, Bob. She'll give you fits if you play around with the basketball. You got to beat her quickly with fast-paced moves.
Couple of substitutions for South Fayette. Alexa Ankrum, one of those. Dribble drive by Layla Wright. Left-hand shot won't go, and a rebound knocked out of bounds by Ankrum.
Well, she got to the rim.
Was Ankrum and Ella Vieira checking in on that stoppage?
Got to the rim that time, Layla Wright, but unable to finish. Good defense by the Indians.
Freshman to freshman. Welsh inbounds to McCullough. This time McCullough, no fooling around.
No.
Sprints across the timeline on the dribble. Wright trying to keep her in the midcourt. McCullough with the drive. Shot high off the window and rebound caught. The loose ball caught in the air, but standing with heels on the baseline was Ankrum. Out of bounds play to Peters Township.
The one thing I will say about McCullough, Bob, she does not play like a freshman. That is for sure.
Inbound into the paint. Wetzel catch. Shot blocked. Wetzel going to pick herself up off the deck after the block by Odeker. Wright takes the feed back in front court. McCullough on her. That's quite a matchup we're going to see most of the night.
Yes, absolutely.
Ball to the right side. Vieira to the circle now to Ankrum. And there's Haley Lamondi out on the right wing. Gets a screen from Odeker. Down the lane. Off the rim and in. Lamondi has seven, and South Fayette retakes the lead as we click under 3 minutes to play in the quarter. 9-7, South Fayette, the three-time defending champs. Pass for Radulovic. A little late getting there. Break out the other end. Shot won't go, and a rebound knocked out of bounds. Ankrum swatted it but couldn't grab it. Another Peters Township turnover started that fast break, and South Fayette just didn't convert.
Yeah, and those are baskets you'd like to have. I mean, they're easy opportunities, but credit Peters Township, never gave up on it. I like the way they're playing, Bob. They don't seem to be overwhelmed by the atmosphere, by the moment of the game.
Jordan Welsh brings it up this time, working against Juliette LaRue. And now to McCullough in the midcourt. Right on her. Had a hand on her hip. Dish to the near side. Gets through. Three ball. Morial off the front of the rim. Long rebound. Battled for by McCullough. Wetzel gets it. She's hammered and will go to the line to shoot two. 2:22 to play in the opening quarter. South Fayette 9, Peters Township 7. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Natalie Wetzel hits both free throws after the foul on Ella Vieira. Ties the game at 9. Third time we've been all square. 5-7-9 here in the opening quarter. Three ball, long three-pointer off the rim right. Rebound, Wetzel in traffic. Dribbles out and then whips it around the defender to McCullough. Wright trying to reach in. McCullough battles to keep the ball alive. Trying to drive down the near side. Screen set by Wetzel. Cutter to the paint. Sopko too strong off the window. And a rebound cleared by Juliet LaRue. Now apparently a kickball.
Kickball.
That is not in season. Couple of substitutions. Sierra Rexroad checks back in, as does Ryan Oldicker. 9-9 tie, 1:45 to play, opening quarter. Great to have you along here on the WJPA Sports Network. Coming to you live from the Peterson Event Center. High screen set by Rexroad, but McCullough able to work around that. Ball goes to Elaviera, trying to back Sopko down, keep the dribble going. And a travel call. That little bump there by Sopko got her off balance as she was picking up her dribble.
Yeah, it really did. And Sopko held her ground. She's a good defender. I like her as a defender. And I'll tell you what, Bob, I am impressed with Peters Township's start to this game. I didn't know how they would start it. Didn't know what to expect, but they have settled in here nicely.
Wetzel tells everybody to get out. She'll bring the ball up herself. Little dribble with it. Can't move her left foot now. Bounce pass to Radulovic. She'll put it on the deck once. Find Morial. Want to go back to Radulovic. Can't. Has to hand it off to McCullough. McCullough dribble drive. Baseline dish inside. Radulovic catch and score. Peters up 11-9.
And a really nice pass that time by McCullough. Taking advantage of the size the Indians have.
Ball gets into the paint. Passed around, then back out. Long, straight on three is short. Rebound tipped toward the baseline. McCullough's going to get it after the miss by Oldicker. McCullough up the line, and she gets knocked down. Has to be a push foul. And indeed, 24 on 24. It will be Oldicker getting her first, second foul of the game on South Fayette. Baseline throw in for Peters Township.
Well, that was a late call too, Bob, and it was an obvious foul.
Sopko to inbound. Wetzel has to fight to get it. Little 10-footer. Short. Doesn't fall. I thought she had it in. And the ball lands in the hands of Rexroad. Quick outlet. LaRue to the hoop. Lets traffic clear and lays it in to tie the game at 11. With the bucket. Who did I say?
LaRue. Juliet LaRue.
I knew that.
Yes.
Her first points.
Her first basket of the night. But that was an easy basket. Peters Township's working hard for their baskets.
Sopko takes a feed behind the back in with the right-hand shot blocked, and then she gets knocked down and going to be called an out-of-bounds play only. Well, this is the physicality of this game has got to be memo for the WPIL playoffs this year. It has been the most physical high school basketball I've seen in any playoff year.
Yeah, don't call anything unless it's obvious. They're letting them play. I don't know. That was close.
No, she didn't get both on
Look
the
at
dribble.
That move.
Layla Wright pulls up short. The buzzer sounds, ends the quarter. Peters Township 11, South Fayette 11 after one. Second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
late in that first half. Tom, a play, and I want to go back to it. You thought it was close to over and back. Because the dribbler lost possession of the ball, never had both feet and the ball on the dribble coming across the line. So she could go back and get it because front court is established for a dribbler with the ball and both feet across.
Right, right.
That's why we didn't get a travel or a backcourt
there. Backcourt violation.
11-11 tie. Peters will start with the basketball. Wetzel lobbed to the left side to Sopko, then goes through. Radulovic has to fight out of a tie-up. Slam it hard on the deck on the dribble. Lob it back out, and McCullough will restart.
They were trying to get the basketball inside the Wetzel on a post-up. Went high-low set, couldn't do it.
McCullough starts toward the basket, pick it up. Radulovic fights your way free. Pass is tipped inside by LaRue, but saved by Sopko. And now right on Sopko. Between the legs, sort of, didn't quite get through. Sopko cuts between defenders. A new five-second count. Soft pass. Radulovic fights to get that. Goes to the hoop, stops, and travels.
Well, and I'm going to tell you what's happening right there in this half-court set, Bob. It's that defensive pressure. They pressure the ball, and when you pick your dribble up, like Peters Township has done on occasion, they shut all your passing lanes down, and they crowd your space.
South Fayette with the basketball. Front court, 11-all tie. We're about a minute gone from in this second quarter. Juliette LaRue trying to drive. Step around Radulovic. Shot way too strong. And Sopko bulldogs to the rebound. Lob ahead to Wetzel. Pop a three ball short. Rebound grab inside. Push it up the far side. It looks like Haley Lamondi. And she'll lob it to Layla Wright.
They've got four girls that can handle the ball pretty well for South Fayette.
Coming up on 6:35 to play, second quarter, tied at 11. Ball right side, a little ball fake there by Oldeker, and now Lamondi crossover, trying to shake free of Morial, can't do that. LaRue, long three, it's an air ball heading toward the baseline, saved but out of bounds.
Yeah, and I was wondering if that ball had been tipped, Bob. I couldn't tell, but it was really short, which leads me to speculate maybe the defense had tipped. That's why the South Fayette girl ran after the ball and couldn't get it.
Jordan Welsh will key the inbound play to Wetzel. And Ella Vieira all over her. Give it off to Welsh, who will break it across the timeline. Picked up there by Oldeker. Ryan Oldeker, the section player of the year. Pass to Sopko, fumbled. Get it inside. Radulovic down the lane. Kick it back out. Sopko open for a three. The lefty wide left. Rebound to the floor. Cleared by South Fayette. Work there by Alexa Ankrum to get to the loose ball. Still 11-all. 2 minutes and 10 seconds gone in the quarter. Right. Hand off to Lamondi. Get into the free throw circle and then pass it back out. Oldeker to Vieira. Trying to get by Welsh. Feed out to the corner to Wright. Peters Township matched up man-to-man. Wright can't get by Sopko. Finds a cutter. Shot blocked. Radulovic. Good job to keep her feet and control the ball, and now Sopko doesn't know pressure's coming from behind. Ball knocked loose and controlled by the Lions. Right out onto the wing, so the team's trade takeaways. Block shot, and then a steal. 5:13 to play, first half, still 11-all.
Yeah, the pace has been frantic, but points aren't coming. It's hard to score on these big girls from Peters Township.
Oldeker drives on. Wetzel swats the shot out of bounds.
She will neutralize Oldeker if she stays with her and doesn't lose her off screens. Because of that size, Bob, you can't shoot over it.
Juliette LaRue checks back in. Ella Vieira, the freshman, comes out after several quality minutes.
And she guarded Wetzel and did a nice job on her.
Baseline inbound. Oldeker get it into the lane. And now LaRue drive. No good. Rebound Wetzel. 3 minutes gone, second quarter, still 11-all, right where we were at the end of the first. Sopko guarded by Wright, contact. Welsh fights through that, trying to force the ball. Steal, pass intended for Radulovic. Feed ahead from LaRue to Layla Wright for the lay-in.
Her first points of the evening. It's the constant pressure that they put on you, Bob. It's not necessarily full court, it's when they're in the half court, and they just are relentless defenders.
Timeout, Peters Township. 4:25 to play, second quarter. South Fayette 13. Peters Township 11, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Peters Township ball on the far sideline after Steve Lemberieu's first timeout. 4:25 to play. This game of runs, 5 points, 7 points, 4-4-4, and brings us to 13-11 in favor of South Fayette. Welsh keys the inbound, long three for McCullough, won't go, and a rebound swatted up the lane where it's grabbed by South Fayette. Here comes Layla Wright, push the issue, deal it to the right side. Lamondi dribbles back beyond the arc. Now spin-a-rama into the paint, leaner goes.
She set her up beautifully. She's really good with that move. Little spin move in the lane, one-on-one.
9 points for Lamondi, averages 12 a year. Wetzel goes to the side of the lane, kick it to the corner to Welsh. Has Wetzel with her. Now Wetzel breaks loose, takes the feed, and goes up and scores.
Nice little back cut, really good pass that time by Jordan Welsh.
First points for Peters in the quarter, come 4 minutes and change into the period. And 5 minutes since their last points at all. Still only down 15-13. South Fayette get it to Oldaker. Far corner. Now Lamondi breaks up and drive. Cuts off. Morial makes her pick up the dribble and now switches off to cover Ryan Oldaker. 3:20 to play. Lob down inside. LaRue catch. Shot won't go. Radulovic rebounds the miss. Pass to the far side. Radulovic threw it away. Controlled by the Lions. Foul on Radulovic. Not a good set there for the Peters Township senior.
No, those mistakes cannot happen. When you have possession of the basketball, you've got to take good care of it. She threw a careless outlet pass over the middle, Bobby. Easy pickoff.
3:11 to play in the half. First shot for Lamondi at the foul line is good. It's the first free throw of the night for South Fayette.
I have her with 10 points already, Bob.
Indeed. Second shot also good. Not a lot of fooling around at the stripe there.
She's up and at him.
2 for 2, and the margin goes back to 4 for South Fayette.
Where they just play with endless amounts of energy, don't they, Bob?
Morial pick up the dribble, get the Radulovic, finds it. McCullough underneath.
Nice.
McCullough lets right clear, and McCullough scores it.
Yeah, that was a really nice back cut by McCullough and a great pass by Radulovic there.
First points for McCullough on the evening. Ball right wing, LaRue up top to right. There's the off elbow to keep traffic clear. Lamondi has the ball knocked loose by Morial. Radulovic feed it out into traffic, but Morial stop and go, take it down the paint. Shot blocked, controlled by Ankrum. Outlet to right. Right has defenders leaving the lane, misses the floater. Rebound, Wetzel. McCullough beyond everybody, waits for the pass. Goes in for the layup and misses it.
No.
Got it to go. My apologies. Looked like it started to carry him off. My angle not great.
She had that good reverse English on that.
McCullough's buckets tie the game at 17 all.
Oh, beautiful outlet pass that time by Natalie Wetzel.
Five ties in the first half. Just under 2 minutes remaining. Underneath, alone. Oldaker reversed it and missed it because Wetzel made her go the other side.
It's the size. It's a foul. And
the
she
Indians,
threw the ball away.
Indians throw it away. Wetzel didn't want to get pressured at midcourt, so she flipped it back, and McCullough had already left that area, and the ball hit the sideline.
Well, and she's too good of a ball handler to do that. Let her bring it up. She can do that. Very competent with the basketball in her hand.
Well, she clearly did not like what she saw approaching at half court.
Yeah, but she's clever enough to beat that one-on-one.
1:40 to play, second quarter, 17-all tie, and now the Lions give it right back.
So I have 7 turnovers for the Indians and 6 turnovers for South Fayette, and this game is tied. This is really a great game. Mistakes by both sides have hurt them.
Inbound to Morial. He'll work her way through backcourt against Lamonti, and as soon as she gets across, picks up the dribble. McCullough has to break free of Wright to take the pass. Crossover, the ball stolen by Wright on the crossover. Wright tried to dish it back, and the ball hit off of Wetzel and out of bounds.
But do you see how disruptive Wetzel is because of her size? And she's really got good hands. I mean, nice basketball player, Natalie Wetzel. That ankle seems fine, Bob.
Certainly seems better tonight than we saw earlier in the playoffs. Spinorama, Vieira waits for traffic to clear and scores.
Got a clever move by Vieira with a lot of patience on her spin.
19-17, South Fayette plus 2. Radulovic runs between McCullough and Vieira. McCullough trying to drive, step back floater, well short. Not a good look there.
No, not a good shot at all, Bob.
50 seconds to play in the half. Vieira tied up, ball knocked loose by Morial, and a foul called. First foul of the quarter on South Fayette. One on Peters Township. So
I believe that's on.
It's yes. Going to be Vieira, her yes. Second foul of the game. Forty-five seconds to play in the half. And we're right back here tomorrow. Peters Township boys to take on Chartiers Valley. Wetzel through traffic. Trouble with that. Able to keep the ball alive. Welsh takes a feed, dribbles into trouble and threw it away. Haley Lamondi. 3-on-1 for South Fayette. Lamondi with a lean in and going to get a blocking foul called.
Boy, that could have easily been called a charge, don't you think?
Oh, man, she lowered her shoulder and drove in. Indeed.
Yeah, and she put Taylor McCullough right up against the backstop. Wow.
I mean, if you don't drop the shoulder, I got a block there.
Oh, but absolutely.
When you drop and drive into the chest of the defender, that's a problem.
Yeah, and she did it intentionally. I mean, she did drop that shoulder. But knocks down a free throw. She's 3 for 3 from the line tonight. The only 3 foul attempts by South Fayette. Make it 4. 13 points for Haley Lamondi.
Again, a 4-point lead for South Fayette. 20 seconds to play in the half. Morial, soft back pass, almost picked off by Wright. Just cannot be that soft on passes. McCullough rifles one to Morial, and it's knocked out of bounds by Oedeker.
If your spacing is off and you're trying to throw long passes, you're going to have issues. You must keep good balance on floor spacing, and you've got to, you know, if they're playing you that difficult, that hard, you've got to create those back cuts. They've scored off of those.
Wetzel takes the inbound, trying to spin right around. The ball knocked loose. Again, not good handle there. Long three-pointer goes home from midcourt.
Wow. Is that Lamondi?
Haley Lamondi hits a buzzer-beating tray from half court to send us to the locker room.
Wow, that's a backbreaker, Bob.
And she's actually shy of backcourt. 2 steps and wow. Nothing but splash.
We have seen 2 of them.
24-17, South Fayette with a 7-point lead, biggest of the ball game. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Could be a backbreaker. The buzzer beater from shy of midcourt by Haley Lamondi. She has 16 points. A nice balance. 7 in the first, 9 in the second quarter. And she has nearly matched what Peters Township has as a team.
She only averages 12 a game, but, I mean, she's off to a fabulous start. And we've seen this happen over and over in games we've done. And that half-court shot reminiscent of the one at Cannon McMillan a couple of nights back, and that sparked them. Tell you what, big play. We'll see how it affects Peters Township.
High school basketball playoffs here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the Observer Reporter. 24-17, South Fayette leading at intermission. 11-all after the first quarter. In fact, we were 3.5 minutes into the second quarter, still tied at 11. The teams combined for 19 points down the stretch, but South Fayette got 13 of those 19. They scored the first four after breaking the tie. Peters Township got back to score six of the next eight and pull us even once again at 17-all. But in the final minute and 10 seconds, South Fayette gets a two, a couple of foul shots, and the Lamondi three-point bucket to take the teams to the locker room at 24-17.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know. Do you overcome that? I just think the pressure by South Fayette in the half-court offense, they give you full-court pressure, but it's the half-court pressure that really seems to bother Peters Township several times, picking up the dribble, getting themselves in trouble, not handling that pressure very well. You know, and, again, the turnovers were costly because they have scored. They've converted baskets off of those, Bob. So we'll see if they make any adjustments in their spacing and in their offensive sets.
Officially, Peters Township with a dozen turnovers,
yeah,
and six for South Fayette.
Well, I have it at 10-7, but it's close enough. That's the official. We're going with that one.
That's what the book says.
Yep, we're going to go with that.
Individual scoring, 16 points for Haley Lamondi to lead all scorers. In fact, nobody for South Fayette other than Lamondi has more than two. Wright, LaRue, Vieira, and Oedeker all with two. 4 for 4 at the foul line, all by the 5'8 junior Haley Lamondi. The Peters Township side, 6 points for Natalie Wetzel, 4 each for Taylor McCullough and Daniela Radulovich, and 3 for Bree Morial. Radulovich 4 all in the first quarter. McCullough's 4 all in the second. Peters Township 2 for 2 at the free line. Those off the hands of Natalie Wetzel. When we come back, we'll take a look at the other championship scores here at the Peterson Event Center, the WPIL Basketball Championships. We'll have that for you when we come back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118, 412-551-6118.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Two girls' games already in the books. Championships for Greensburg Central Catholic and Union. GCC, the 2 seed, winning the 3A championship game, beating number 1 Shadyside Academy 56-51 last night. Earlier today, here at the Pete, number 1 Union, a 51-40 victory over number 3 Clareton. On the boys' side, things got started yesterday afternoon in 1A action. Number 1 Neighborhood Academy, a 69-46 win over number 2 Sarah Catholic. And last night, JoJo Salvino and the Bell Vernon Area Leopards get the championship, a 54-49 win over number 2 North Catholic. Right before our game, the 3 seed in the 2A boys bracket, Jeanette Jayhawks, win their first title in 17 years, beating the 8-seeded Union Scotties 63-39. So for Union, one win, one loss in back-to-back WPIL championship games. Aliquippa will get a chance to go back-to-back. They'll have the first 2 games tomorrow. Aliquippa girls play number 1 Neshanic, and then the top-seeded Aliquippa boys take on South Allegheny. That's the 11 and 1 o'clock games. 5 games on the schedule tomorrow. Peters Township has girls and boys. Upper St. Clair has girls and boys. The Upper St. Clair boys will follow this game when they take on number 2 Newcastle. The St. Clair girls, the final girls game of the tournament, they'll play tomorrow here at 5 o'clock against number 1 Norwin. And then we'll follow that game with the Peters Township Chartiers Valley 4-6 matchup for the 5A Boys Championship. Both teams back on the floor. It is 24-17 South Fayette with the lead. The Lions will have the ball to begin the second half on the possession arrow as well. And we'll go there when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
South Fayette, 3-time defending champions, winners of 16 games in a row this year coming in, and 24 of 25 to start the year. Peters Township at 22-3, 9-1 in the last 10 coming down the stretch, including 3 playoff wins, Fox Chapel, Indiana, and Thomas Jefferson. Indiana, by the way, played back to finish 7th. TJ will be the WPIL third-place team heading into the state playoffs. Winner of our game will play at home next Saturday in the opening round of the state playoffs against Conrad Weiser, the District 3 eighth-place finisher. The loser of this game will also play at home and host the District 3 seventh-place finisher. That is Lower Dauphin. South Fayette looking for WPIL girls basketball title number 5. Peters Township looking for their second, their only championship coming in that magical year of 2019 when they not only won the WPIL, they won the state championship as well. South Fayette ball to begin the third quarter with a 7-point lead, the biggest lead for either team in the game. Peters Township had led by 2 a couple of times, but that's their biggest lead until that long 3-pointer hit home. South Fayette's biggest lead was 5. Layla Wright bringing it across the timeline. Sierra Rex Road on the dribble, gives it back to Wright, looks left, and will now give it to Oldicker. Knows a little about basketball, lives in the house with great head coach, Dory Oldaker, and mom certainly has shared a lot of wisdom.
Oh, no question about it. Coach's daughter, very good player, but she's being guarded by Natalie Wetzel, so she's not getting as many open looks as she has in the past.
Juliette LaRue went to the hoop and is fouled by Jordan Welsh. LaRue at the stripe, first shot good. South Fayette now on an 8-point run from a 17-all tie. Second shot due for LaRue, also good.
They are 6-for-6 from the charity line.
McCullough able to get by pressure. Feed it across for Radulovic, and the ball stolen by Layla Wright. Ball comes near side. Lamondi looked at a three, doesn't take it. Step into the paint. Radulovic blocks the shot. Indians control. 26-17. Lob into the paint. Doesn't get home to Wetzel. Denied there by LaRue. 2-on-2. Near side, Lamondi. Bring her right foot back. Three. Spoons out. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Radulovic. And right there, Oldaker asking, hey, she hit my hand too.
Well, they're not giving her that call or that. You know that.
Roll to LaRue. Catch and flip it right back up and in. And South Fayette sprinting out of the locker room.
Yeah, Peters Township can ill afford to fall too much further behind here, Bob. You're playing a seasoned veteran team.
28-17, South Fayette with an 11-point lead, seeking their fourth consecutive WPIL championship. McCullough on the drive, dish it off. Radulovic slams it off the glass, didn't even hit the rim, and Layla Wright rebounds the miss.
She was wide open too, Bob.
Wright spins Morial around, give it back. Able to bring the ball out of the paint. 6:20 to play. Third quarter, 28-17, South Fayette. A little more deliberate on this set.
Yeah, Coach Bennett right in front of us, taking my view away, but directing a certain set that he would like run right here.
Rex Road, top of the key. Give it back to Wright. Right on the dribble. Handoff now. Lamondi take it far side. Oldaker. Now to LaRue. Wright cuts through. LaRue picks up her dribble. Goes back to Rex Road. Right on the left wing. 5:45 to play. South Fayette unchallenged here. Able to work this ball without really much pressure.
They look comfortable, Bob. Peters Township does not.
Wright got around McCullough, and then got in trouble with the back help and threw the ball off McCullough, but Taylor McCullough able to track it down. Quick first move, shot won't go, but a foul called. I think LaRue got fooled by McCullough's stop and pushed her. Juliette LaRue's first foul, team's first in this quarter.
Well, very few players pull up and shoot intermediate shots nowadays, and when she did, LaRue just kind of creamed her from behind.
Taylor McCullough at the free throw line. First shot good. Elena Sopko will check back in the game for Peters Township. 4.5 minutes since their last point. Tied the game at 17-all. McCullough gets both foul shots to go. And I'll tell you, you get the chance, you got to score with the clock stopped when
absolutely.
You're down 11. Now down 9.
Can't miss any.
The Lions almost turn it over. Saved there by Oldaker. Get the ball to Rex Road at the elbow. Wetzel reaches in, ties her up. Ripped the ball away, but the quick girls basketball held ball whistle. If this is a boys game, the whistle doesn't blow there. It just doesn't.
No, it doesn't. You're absolutely right.
First held ball of the game, 5:12 the time. Peters Township will inbound. Morial gets free of Lamondi, and now we'll work one-on-one, get it out of the backcourt. Morial to McCullough now. Get move there for Morial to bring the ball up was just to allow McCullough to catch her breath. Ball lobbed down low. Wetzel catch and score.
Yeah, she only took 6 shots in the first half up. She's got to double that in the second half if they have any chance.
28-21. Vieira lost the handle on the dribble. Going to be ruled last touch by Sopko, though, and knock it out of bounds.
Sopko plays aggressively on the ball, and if you put it in front of her, she's going to swap it.
4:43 to play, third quarter, 28-21. South Fayette plus 7. Ball goes down low to right, trying to back her way down. Turnaround jumper, good.
Boy, that's a beautiful shot.
Timeout, South Fayette, 4:36 to play. Third quarter, South Fayette's first timeout. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Layla Wright with 4 points in the game. That little turnaround jumper restored a 9-point South Fayette lead.
I saw her make that same move two different times last week. She's really good. She's clever. She spins away from the defender and has great elevation on the jump shot.
Free Morial to key the inbound play, but now South Fayette matched up across the board. And it'll be man-to-man, so everybody clears out. And that will allow Alina Sopko to work it one-on-one against Oldaker. Behind the back, between the legs, and now Sopko has to pick up the dribble. She's going to get tied up, reach around by Oldaker, called for a foul. Can't tie up from behind.
Yeah, bailed her out on that foul.
Yeah, Sopko with the behind the back and between the legs dribbling and ended up having to just pick up the ball, and Oldaker all over that. Sopko to key it in. Bounce pass just saved by Wetzel. Near side to McCullough. Got by Wright. Dish it off Radulovic. 10-footer good.
Yeah, nice pass. Great finish by Radulovic.
First points for Radulovic since the opening quarter. 30-23. Lead trim back to 7. That's right where we were at the half. South Fayette will take that. Half of the third quarter gone. Same score margin. LaRue, LaMondi, crossover, gets a screen from Oldaker, had to take it back out with the ball to right, penetrate, slides to a stop, travel. Good help defense there from Radulovic. All of a sudden, Wright looks up, and there's Daniela Radulovic in her way.
Well, and that's what happens. I mean, she's 6'3". You're not going to shoot over that.
Inbound to Morial, and now Sopko. Through the script pit logo and into front court. 3:35 to play. Third quarter. Sopko on the dribble. McCullough left wing. Looks inside. Get the ball to Wetzel. Put it on the deck. Triple team. Back out to McCullough. Floater at the baseline. Good for two. Taylor McCullough.
Tough angled shot. She knocked it down, boy. I'll tell you what. That was a hard shot.
Lead trim back to 5. 3:10 remaining now here in this third quarter. LaMondi gets an opening, took a bump, puts a leaner up, and going to get the continuation.
Boy, how well has she played this evening, Bob?
Morial, first foul, team second. LaMondi is 18 now, and a free throw coming. Neither team has missed a foul shot in the game.
And we haven't said that very often.
33-25, the margin now pushed to 8. Peters Township worked hard to get it to 5, and boom, just like that, the old-fashioned three-point play, a point better on the lead for the Lions than they had at the half. Wetzel to Morial. Oldaker kept her from taking a three ball, and now it's McCullough. Switch on the defense. LaMondi has McCullough now. Keep the dribble alive. Get it to Radulovic. Trying to clear her way to the basket. Can't. Over the shoulder. Nice pass. Wetzel missed a bunny in tight.
Yeah, she missed the bunny, Bob. She had a good look.
Layla Wright with a rebound. Quickly up the floor. And now we'll circle it back. Give the ball off to LaRue. Ball knocked loose. LaRue runs it down. Wrap around pass. Two bounces. And gets through where it's tipped by Oldaker. 2:20 to play. Third quarter. 33-25. South Fayette plus 8. McCullough can't keep right in front of her. Right to the hoop, missed the shot. May have been partially blocked. The outlet just gets through to McCullough. Far side, Morial. Sopko took it to the elbow. Feed it back out. Radulovic underneath Morial. Kick it out. McCullough for 3. Too strong. Long rebound goes to the far corner. Oldaker tracks it down for South Fayette.
Great ball movement, though, Bob. They got a wide open shot, just didn't convert.
1:50 to play in the third. Oedeker across the timeline, guarded by Sofko, keeps the dribble alive in front court. Right now, guarded by McCullough. 1 and 2 seeds meeting for the WPIL championship. Oedeker, little floater, rolls across the rim. McCullough rebounds. She'll let traffic clear and use a little sheer screen there by Wetzel.
And didn't really do anything but run a little interference there.
McCullough, floater on the pass. Radulovic took a bump, missed the shot. Rebound grabbed by South Fayette. Lob ahead. LaRue, shot blocked by Wetzel. Wetzel let her get by and then knocked the ball loose from behind. 1:04 to play in this third quarter.
Great block by Wetzel. I just like to see her become more aggressive on the offensive end. She's got to almost force the issue now.
South Fayette up 33-25. Lamondi with that huge first half. Exclamation point, 45, 50-foot three-pointer at the buzzer to push the margin to 7 going to the locker room. Right on the dribble, McCullough makes her spin. Little floater, side of the lane, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Radulovic. Sofko will bring it out. 40 seconds to play. Sofko trying to go coast to coast, step it down the lane and score.
Nobody picked her up, Bob. She did a great job. Good recognition by Elena Sofko.
33-27, the margin is 6. South Fayette with the ball. Lions also have the possession arrow.
They're going to hold for one shot here. Peters Township still in good shape, Bob. This is a close game.
You got to get a stop here.
Absolutely. You cannot allow them to score.
Right. Dribble handoff, Lamondi. Left side, LaRue, and now Oedeker. Take it up top. Get it to LaRue. Kick to the corner to right. 2 seconds to go. Right at the buzzer. Shot won't go, and a quarter ends. South Fayette 33. Peters Township 27. Back for the fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Haley Lamondi leads all scorers in the game with 19-3 in that third quarter after a 16-point first half. Natalie Wetzel and Taylor McCullough with 8 apiece to lead Peters Township. Indians find themselves down 6 trying to dethrone the 3-time defending champion.
Not an easy task because this is the time of the game where that experience will pay off. These kids have played in this game before, several of them from South Fayette. So this isn't anything new to them, Bob. But I think Peters is doing a commendable job. They can just get, like you said, get a couple stops and score the easy ones. They've missed 3-point blank shots. You make those, this is a different ball game.
Get the stop to end the third quarter. Now the ball in hand for South Fayette. Peters Township needing a stop here again. Trying to work their way back. And now the Indians are going to double cover Layla Wright on the inbound play. And Lamondi presents and takes it from LaRue. Now the clock is not Peters Township's friend. Lamondi trying to get by Morial. Drop step. Shot won't go. Radulovic rebounds, and then she just outright smacked Alexa Ankrum in the face.
Swinging those elbows.
Sofko feed it to the corner. 3-ball in flight. It's short. Rebound grab. Jordan Welsh put back first points of the game.
Yeah, great hustle by Jordan Welsh that time.
Boom shakalaka.
That's right.
I'm supposed to say.
You got that right.
Score now. 33-29, 4 points. Closest the Indians have been since right before that long buzzer beater for LaMondi.
Just stay attached if you're the Peters Township team.
7:05 to play in the fourth. Ball to Oedeker, stolen by Wetzel. She's going to take it herself and is fouled by Oedeker.
Well, probably.
Third foul of the game on Ryan Oedeker.
Yeah, and I don't know. Was that a good foul or what, Bob? I mean, she kind of had a breakaway layup. Very good free throw shooter, Natalie Wetzel. She's 2 for 2 already this evening.
78% for shot good.
Bob, no, neither team has missed a foul shot. This is remarkable.
Pretty unusual, too.
Well, very unusual. You know that.
10 points for Natalie Wetzel as she hits both. 33-31, and all of a sudden it's a one-possession game.
Well, now we see. This is great.
It was 11 early. Three ball, Oedeker, short, rebound, Sopko. Alina Sopko, a 5'6 bulldog, clears the glass.
I'll tell you what, she's tough.
Wetzel wants the ball in her hands, and now Peters Township a chance to go in front. Left side, it's Sopko, guarded by Wright. Radulovic at the top of the key. Lob inside. Wetzel catch, and off the iron. Rebound knocked out of bounds by South Fayette.
That's the fourth easy miss. I mean, that was a beauty. You can see the high-low being set up. Radulovic made a nice feed. Wetzel just a little strong off the bankboard.
Peters to get the ball inbound. Welsh lob it to Welsh. Had to fight LaRue for that. Wetzel down the lane, off the window, and it rolls out again. Radulovic rebounds, tries to go back up, blocked from behind. Sopko gets to the loose ball, dribbles it into traffic, and a pushing foul called. Foul is called on Layla Wright, her first, team second, and that'll bring Sierra Rexroad back onto the floor. Five ties, four lead changes in this game. Three of those in the opening quarter. Boy, Wetzel saves the inbound pass. It looked like it was going to Radulovic, and she was just standing there with her hands down.
Yeah, it really did, but they didn't throw it high enough. You got to take advantage of the size Peters Township has.
Peters Township can't get the ball inbounds. They use a timeout to save the possession. 6:07 to play in the fourth. South Fayette 33, Peters Township 31, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
6:07, I'll get it right here. 6:07 to play in the fourth. South Fayette up 33-31. Indians had trouble after the timeout getting the ball inbounds. Wetzel saves it, gets it underneath to Radulovic to tie the game at 33. That was a lot of work just to get the ball inbounds.
Yeah, and give credit to Peters Township for getting back into this thing, Bob. I mean, they've done a nice job doing it.
Oedeker to the elbow, finds a cutter, shot won't go, but a foul called on Natalie Wetzel as Sierra Rexroad heads to the bucket there. Nice feed from Oedeker. And the first foul on Natalie Wetzel. First foul of the quarter, just the fifth foul of the game on Peters Township. Sierra Rexroad at the line to try to extend this perfect night at the stripe for both teams. First shot good.
8 for 8 and 6 for 6. This is hard to believe.
South Fayette back up by one. Rexroad too strong off the rim. Wetzel rebounds. 34-33. The one seed and three-time defending champions. And now the defense extends to pick up in the midcourt. Sopko to Morial looking back cut. Can't get it there. Has to go to the corner. Now a pass forced by Wetzel. Not a good decision. Radulovic was double covered. Pass ahead Juliet LaRue's shot won't go. Rebound kept alive. LaRue gets it back, misses. Tried to volleyball it up, and then ball out of bounds. It's going to be Peters Township ball as Alina Sopko went hard to the floor. Her feet got tied up. That little volleyball attempt by Juliet LaRue put the ball out of bounds.
Well, I was just wondering when Taylor McCullough was going to enter back in the game because they really need her presence out there. She's done so many good things, you know, penetration, handling the basketball. Got to have her on the floor.
McCullough in, Welsh out, LaRue out, and Vieira in.
McCullough's just tough to guard, Bob. You know, she's so quick.
Sopko gets it across the timeline, right all over her. Sopko into the traffic, shot partially blocked by Oedeker, controlled by Vieira. And now Wright gets by Sopko. Dished off Rexrode. Three ball far corner. Won't go. McCullough rebounds the miss.
Boy, I tell you, tense moments now. 1 point lead for South Fayette.
A foul in the midcourt on Layla Wright just as McCullough got across the timeline. That's three fouls on South Fayette now in the quarter.
See, and that foul's unnecessary. I mean, all that's doing is putting you closer to getting Peters Township to be able to get in the bonus and shoot those two free throws.
Four. We'll try this now.
It works.
4.5 minutes to play here in the third. Feed down low. Radulovic doesn't catch it. Out of bounds.
Well, that was a difficult pass to handle, Bob. She threw it hard. You got to lob that softly for her. I mean, the idea is there. That's what you want to do, get the ball inside. But it had a couple of quick turnovers here.
South Fayette with a one-point lead, 34-33. LaMondi, Oedeker, and now dribble drive by Vieira. Has to back away, couldn't get to the lane, cut off by McCullough. 4 minutes to play, fourth quarter.
Wetzel has done a nice job on Oedeker. She's really taken her out of the game offensively.
McCullough reaches in, knocks the ball away. Vieira gets it back and then called for an offensive foul. That's four fouls now on South Fayette.
Pretty good call there too, Bob. No question, she lowered it and tried to force her way to the basket.
That foul on Ella Vieira, her third. Peters Township ball will face full court pressure. McCullough will break open and take the inbound. Sopko will run with her, but McCullough going to take it through traffic. Give it off to Sopko. Sopko backs away from right after that switch. Sopko closely guarded long time, and boy, just passes it off to McCullough. Into the corner, Bree Morial. LaMondi won't let her set up to shoot. 3:25 to play. Long three ball. Wetzel, good.
Well, if they can't get it to you on the inside, take it on the outside.
Peters in front, 36-34 on the three ball by Natalie Wetzel. Timeout, South Fayette, 3:12 to play. Fourth quarter, Peters Township 36, South Fayette 34. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Peters Township last led with 33 seconds left in the opening quarter. 3:12 to play in the game. The three ball, the first of the night for Natalie Wetzel, and Peters Township's back in front, 36-34.
Ball has got to be in her hands down the next 3 minutes.
Right, handoff, LaMondi wants to go to LaRue, well covered by Sopko. Back into the corner, Lamondi on the dribble. Can't get toward the paint. Give it off to LaRue. Into the circle, back it out. Lamondi takes it again. Nori Al out on her. Layla Wright backs to script pit on the logo on the floor. Rex Road hassled outside the elbow. Ball to Lamondi. Trying to cross over, and Nori Al won't let her go toward the baseline.
Peters Township doing an excellent job on the defensive end here.
Oldaker on the give and go. Lamondi through the paint. Ball knocked loose. Ends up in the hands of a South Van player. Ball knocked loose again. Fight for it. And it's LaRue who gets it twice.
Oh, boy.
2:20 to play in the regulation. 36-34. Peters Township plus two. Lamondi crossover got open, but Radulovic there to try to help out. Pass knocked out of bounds. They're going to say that went off Peters Township, but it certainly looked like it was LaRue to last touch it in the paint under the basket.
Yeah, it was a tough angle for me, but because the official was sort of in front of me, but boy, it looked that way.
South Fayette, baseline throw in. Side of the lane, it's Rex Road, and back out to the midcourt. 2:05 to play in the fourth. 36-34. Layla Wright. Using a high screen from Rex Road, and now an NCAA three doesn't go, but the rebound, LaRue gets another loose ball. Lamondi now put it on the deck between the legs and a reach-in foul on Morial. Her second foul of the quarter on Peters Township.
Well, and that doesn't hurt. That was a good foul. I'll tell you what, Bob, the defense has been stellar by Peters Township down the stretch here.
Juliette LaRue, though, has been just an absolute ball hawk to get to those loose balls. That's three times in the last couple minutes.
Yeah, and second, third shot opportunities usually hurt you.
Lamondi, right side to Rex Road. Crossover, got by Radulovic, scores it to tie the game. Timeout, South Fayette. 36 all at Rex Road drive. Got by Radulovic, and Rex Road puts it home. Her first field goal. Timeout, 1:31 to play in the fourth. 36-all tie back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Everything you would want in a WPIL championship game.
Yeah, this, it's great. It's coming to the wire with a minute and 31. Now, Bob, we've seen teams try to hold the ball for one. I don't know. That's a tough task.
Tie game. Sopko drives to the low block. Feed it back out to Wetzel. 1:20 to play. LaRue guarding Wetzel. Give it to Radulovic out on the right wing. Cutter, McCullough. Side of the lane, take it into the paint, pick it up, double team, fights out of a tie-up. Ball to Sopko, lob to Wetzel, put it out. Morial for three, good.
Oh, she got it.
39-36, Peters Township, a minute to play. Lamondi, hot hand in the first half, a little quieter, took a bump in the paint, ball around the perimeter, LaRue trying to get by Sopko, cut off at the elbow. On right, and now Oldaker cuts free. Wetzel fouls her on the floor. Third foul on Peters Township. Second foul of the game on Wetzel. Baseline throw in for the Lions with 39.8 seconds remaining.
And again, Bob, if you're Peters Township, you don't want to give a three up. You can give a two up, but not a three.
Inbound, Lamondi. Guarded by Morial, and now out to right. McCullough has her. What a battle all night long. It's LaRue. Backs out. Timeout. South Fayette. 31 seconds remaining. 39-36 Peters Township. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
31.3 seconds to play. South Fayette down 39-36. The Lions have one timeout left. Inbound right in front of us. Rex Road to LaRue and now out to Layla Wright. Dribble handoff to Lamondi. Morial covers her. Wright takes it back. 20 seconds to play. Lamondi on the dribble. Take it into the paint. A little push off. Morial won't let her get there. LaRue, Lamondi. 10 seconds to play. South Fayette down 3 points. Reach in. Ball knocked loose by Morial. McCullough has the basketball and a foul called with 4.4 seconds to play.
Wow, what a great defensive possession by the Indians. They did not allow a shot and got a steal.
Haley Lamondi called for her first foul. That's the fifth. And Taylor McCullough's going to go to the line to shoot two. Peters Township, 6-for-6 at the foul line in the game. And now with 4.4 seconds to play. McCullough misses the first.
This is a big one. She needs to make this to make it a two-possession game.
Timeout, Peters Township. Indians 39, Lions 36, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Taylor McCullough at the foul line after the timeout hits the second, hits one of two. 4-point lead. Layla Wright to the 3-point line, hits the shot, it's short, and Peters Township has won the WPIL 5A Girls Basketball Championship, rallying from a 11-point deficit and keeps South Fayette from a four-peat.
Well, and I got to tell you, Bob, the difference. Wetzel kind of took over. She made the assist pass for Bree Moriel's shot, but it was her defense. They held Ryan Oedeker to 2 points, the leading scorer on the South Fayette team. And they held Haley Lamondi to only, I believe, 3 second-half points after she had that beautiful first half. So it's the defense that won them this basketball game.
And South Fayette scored only 3 points in the final period.
I'm telling you, they were exceptional on the defensive end, and they deserved everything they got tonight.
Peters Township 40, South Fayette 36 to win the 5A Girls Championship. We're back to the Peterson Event Center on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Coach Guy Monacalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Peters Township players applauding while South Fayette gets the runner-up medals. Three straight WPIL championships. We're going for the history books tonight to become just the third public school to win four straight girls basketball championships. But Peters Township says, they grab their second all time. Let's recap this one for you. Back and forth in the opening quarter, 11 all tie after one. We had four ties, three lead changes in that quarter. But South Fayette took control of the game. It seemed they opened up to a 17-13. Peters back to tie the game with 2:10 to play in the half at 17-all. But Peters Township couldn't find the measure from the rest of the first quarter, or the first half, and the early part of the third quarter. South Fayette closed the first half on a 7-0 run, including Haley Lamondi's 55-60-foot heave that found the bottom of the net at the buzzer to give the Lions a 24-17 lead at the break. That 7-0 run would extend to 11-0 to give the Lions their biggest lead at 28-17 a minute into the third quarter. Peters Township started chipping back against that. They outscored South Fayette by a 10-5 count the rest of the way to get within reach at 33-27. And then Peters Township, an 8-0 run, end of the third and start of the fourth to tie the game at 33. Peters Township took the lead for the first time since late first quarter with 3:20 to play on a three ball by Bree Morial. South Fayette would tie it with a deuce, but their last points came with 90 seconds to play, and Peters Township got a tray from Natalie Wetzel and a foul shot make from Taylor McCullough. South Fayette didn't get a good look at the basket. Their only shot in that last 90 seconds or so was the heave right before the final buzzer down by four.
Well, when you look at the totality of this game, the size was a major factor. It took a lot of drives away and altered other shots and blocked shots. But at the end of the day, Natalie Wetzel's defense, in my opinion, on Ryan Oldaker was stellar. She kept her out of the lane. She influenced her with that long reach that she has, and she really disrupted what she wanted to do on the offensive end. So I know she only scored 13 points, but it was the defense, in my opinion, that stood out for not only her, but for the entire Peters Township team.
Quarter scoring, Peters Township and South Fayette 11 apiece in the first. Lions 13-6 in the second to lead 24-17. Peters 10-9 in the third, and the Indians 13-3 in the final period to win it 40-36. South Fayette now 24-2 will take on Lower Dauphin, the 7th place finisher out of District 3 in the opening round of the state playoffs next Saturday. Peters Township now 23-3 on the year. The Indians have won 10 of 11. Peters Township will host Conrad Weiser, the District 3 8th place finisher, next Saturday in the state first round. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, Natalie Wetzel. Not only Peter's leading scorer with 13 points, but also that defense that Tom talked about to neutralize Ryan Oldaker, who averaged 13 a game coming in, to just 2 points and none after the first quarter. Natalie Wetzel heading to the University of Miami, but some state basketball to happen before that all happens. Our coverage tonight on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By the First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our coverage of the WPIL Basketball Championships continues tomorrow night as number 6 Peters Township takes on number 4 Chartiers Valley for the 5A boys title. Airtime on WJPA FM and online at WJPA.com is 6:45. And our PIAA regional wrestling coverage continues tomorrow morning on WJPA AM and online from both Altoona and Canna McMillan. Our thanks to both head coaches, Steve Lemberieu and Brian Bennett, the staff here at the Peterson Event Center, and to the WPIL Basketball Committee and executive staff. For my partner, Tom Drakely, and our producer, Bill Chapo, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 5A Girls Basketball Championship, your final score, Peters Township 40, South Fayette 36. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.